Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Friday, April the 17th. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. As we take a look at the late pick four of the Friday card that includes the Grade 3 Bear Double Dog Dare Stakes, that'll be the third leg of the pick four that starts in the seventh race. And Jim, it's a starter allowance race for fillies and mares three and up. They'll go a mile and a 16th. How'd you see this one shaking out?
I think when you look at a conditioned race like this, you take a look and see where the horses were starting for a claiming price of $30,000 or less. And next up, the one horse for Matthew Sims and Juan Machado broke her maiden at $30,000 at Turfway back in March of 25. And she hasn't been put up for sale since then because she broke her maiden by 8¾ and they jumped her into allowance company and she cleared that. And they jumped her into a listed stakes. And then she ran the Valley View last year at Keeneland. So she continued to improve. Question mark is the dirt. She's been on turf and synthetic the last six races. And that's why I didn't single her. But I think she's going to be the legitimate favorite in here. I used That's All Right Mama for Leonard Powell, and Flavian Pratt takes them out here. Huge, huge upgrade over the jockeys that's been riding this horse at Santa Anita. And first time on the East Coast, did run a Kentucky Downs on the turf back in August of 24, her first time out. Been accomplished on the dirt since then. So now she will transfer that form over to Kentucky, but with Flavian Pratt taking them out, you've got to use her. And then the third horse I've got is a three-horse dozen diamonds for Chris Hartman. Chris doesn't have as many horses as he used to, but he usually gets them ready for Keeneland. This horse has got some buyers in the past few races. She's a five-year-old mare, so she's older than the first two, mid-70 buyers, so I think she fits as well. And I'm going to stop right there. I think the one horse, if she transfers the synthetic form over, she's going to be tough to beat, but I'm going to use the other two as backup.
I'm going to just go too deep. I've got Next Up on top as well. Thought she ran well last spring on the dirt, so that was some reason for optimism. I think she needs to avoid getting too far back in this race with a short stretch. But from the one hole, maybe that can help negate that. And I think she'll be awfully hard to beat in this spot. So I'm just going to use one other one, and that's the same one you had picked second. That's All Right Mama, getting Pratt. Second start with the Powell barn and has some speed. So if the one does get too far back, this two might be able to steal it with early speed from a good post. So I'm just going to go with those two. Scribble was the one I had next, mainly the angle of the getting Sias to ride and some good local works. But for my pick four ticket, I'm just going too deep with the one and the two. Eighth race is a 5.5 furlong turf sprint, first level allowance race. I went to Double Talker for Wesley Ward. Rosario really rides the turf sprints well. He rides a lot of things well, but especially seems to read the turf sprint game really well. And this horse showed some talent in the two starts last year. So I'm going to try Double Talker here. Also going to use Beer Run, who has run well here at Keeneland. Only one for 12, so that caused me to have a little hesitation on that one. Straight Cash I'm going to use for Cherie DeVoe. Ran really well in the only turf sprint this one ran in, and that was out in California when he was with a different trainer. But I like, obviously, Cherie DeVoe's handling of horses tremendously well, so I like it, the switch to this barn. And so I'm going to use Straight Cash. And then Unitas, a big improvement in the first turf sprint. So going four deep here with Double Talker on top. How did you see race eight?
I think I used exactly the same horses, except I added another one, the one-horse Atlow for Bill Cowan. The horse ran an 86 buyer at Turfway last time out, off a little bit of a layoff. And the turf form was good at Keeneland. Got beat 2¾ in allowance race last year. And has come back in the Cowan's barn, and he's usually pretty tough with these horses. He took over from Bill Mott and took this gelding to Turfway for a couple of races. He almost won the last time out at Obstacle 25. So he's at Lowell in addition to those. Out of the horses that you mentioned, you got to use the Wesley Ward horses. You got to use Flavian Pratt on Peter Irton on the outside. But I again, like you do, Cherie DeVoe's horse has a lot of upside. This horse broke his maiden at Santa Anita at 6 furlongs on the turf. It was an 83 buyer. So sets, 5.5 should be fine for this one. And I think Sarita Vo obviously does a very good job with her horses. So I'm going to go 5 deep in here.
Race 9, third leg of the pick 4 is the Grade 3 Baird Double Dog Dare Stakes. Fillies and mares 4 and up at 1 1/16. The defending champion, Jin Jin, is in this. Is Jin Jin going to repeat?
Well, she's 2-for-2 at Keeneland, but she's been out since November. They took a shot with her in this staff out there, and she's just too at ease being too far back. He showed some early speed after she won the Spinster here last year. Brendan Walsh was as surprised that day as we were, I think, that she ran that big. But she comes back to a track that she loves, off the layoff, gets Louis Tyas to ride. So I'll be a favorite in here, or at least a second choice. The other one is Alpine Princess for Brad Cox, and this one has good recent form. And the Royal Delta, she ran behind Claire Beret, who came back and won last weekend. And Ortiz takes this mount back, and he was 1-for-2 and won the Fall City with her last year at Churchill. So I think Alpine Princess, Jin Jin. I'm only going to go 2 deep because I'm deep in some other races. Eunomia would be my third choice for Sassy Joseph. I went to Colonial and won on the dirt there, and that was a good race, but I don't know how tough it was. So that one is basically, I think I'm just going to stick with 2. Eunomia would be my third choice if I took 1.
Eunomia is actually who I took on top. I thought the race on Valentine's Day, it was a good third to Claire Beret behind Alpine Princess, but I thought the decisive win that came next at Colonial, and that can be a little bit of a quirky track, and it was a one-turn race, but still Pratt rides back, which I find encouraging, and the horse is 2-for-2 at Keeneland, and I just thought maybe she's improving, and this would be a good time to try to beat these other two. Jin Jin loves Keeneland, as you said. Layoff could be a question mark, so that's why I tried to look for a reason to pick somebody else on top, and then Alpine Princess was the other one that I liked as well, coming out of that Claret Beret race. So I'm going to use all 3 of those on my pick 4 ticket. 10th race is a maiden race, fillies and mares 3 and up, turf sprinting at 5.5. Took Fool's Adventure on top, shipped to Florida to train on the turf for this debut for the Wesley Ward Barn, which I thought was interesting because Wesley, you know, is stabled here with most of his horses year-round and has a division at Turfway, and this horse was working at Turfway, but then they shipped down, and just think, my thought is, okay, they wanted to make sure they had good weather to get this one ready. Has had 3 works since coming back to Kentucky in late March, so I think Fool's Adventure is going to be the one in here, but I'm also going to use She Wants War, stablemate who ran well in 3 starts last year, and then Amani's Music, excuse me, for Brad Cox. And this horse just missed in the debut down at Gulfstream. And that was on synthetic. Now, got to, you know, perform on turf, but I think given the pedigree, I think that'll be not a big issue. So I'm going to use those 3, but kind of leaning toward Fool's Adventure significantly in here. How about you?
I went deeper in here. I think the Wesley 2 horses are obvious choices. And Fool's Adventure, first time out, probably well meant. So I'm probably throwing some money away here, but I am going to use a number of other horses. I'm going to use Amani's Music for Brad Cox. But I'm also going to use 3 horses on the outside. Twirling Flair for Greg Foley comes off a really 2 good races at Fairgrounds where he just barely missed breaking or maiden there for an amazing 60,000 and came back in a maiden special weight, ran really well twice, gets a big jockey upgrade to Tyler Gaffleon, and I think Twirling Flair could set off Wesley Ward's speed and maybe run him down the stretch. And I'm going to use a couple of long shots on the outside. Toast the Star for John Hancock. This horse debuted at Ellis Park. It didn't get a really good buyer in that race, but only got beat a half a length from the 11th hole in a 5.5 furlong sprint on the turf. So I think if nothing else, you have to look at her as a use under in exotics, as the guy in the Debbie Racing Forum mentioned. But I think with John Hancock and his 2-year-old, this one might be ready. It only ran once as a 2-year-old. This is her 3-year-old debut, and De La Cruz takes them out. Good jockey, and I think John Hancock has a shot at 12-1 here. And then Swirling Seas, first-time starter for Ben Colebrook, is also entered on Thursday, and I'm not sure if scratched is out of that race or not. But if she races, you got the 9-hole, which isn't great, but Ben Colebrook is 3-for-10 and won the Lexington Stakes at a huge price last weekend. So the barn is a little hot, and this one may have a shot.
Pick four ticket time. I have only a $36 ticket for this Friday card. 1 and 2 to start, then 3, 6, 7, 10, then 1, 3, 4 with 2, 3, 5 for a $36 ticket. How did you put yours together?
Well, I spent $90. I didn't have a real strong opinion on the two races, so I went 1, 2, 3 with 1, 3, 6, 7, 10 with 1, 4 with 2, 3, 5, 7, 8, and 9. I believe that is, yes, that is $90.
All right, $3 late pick 3. Starts in the 8th race, new bet this spring. I went 3, 6, 7, the two beer run, double talker, and then straight cash. Then I'm going to use all three of the ones I liked in the double dog dare, 1, 3, and 4. And then I'm going to use the two ward runners, 2 and 3 in the last leg. So 3 by 3 by 2 for me on that one. How about you?
I'm going to go 4 by single by 2. So 3, 6, 7, 10 with 1 with 2, 3. And that's a $24 ticket.
Best of luck if you're playing the Friday card at Keeneland. The all-turf pick 3 begins in the 5th race. We'll be back for the Saturday card that features a couple of stakes races. So join us then on the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.